guitar and Pat should play the drums. Hello everybody and welcome to Greg Talks for a Big Lad.
Back.
It's the 2016-2017 season.
It feels like we've never been away.
Great Touch for a Big Lad is back. My name is James Alcott. I'm a Queen's Park Rangers season ticket holder. Craig Beresford is with me. He is a
Stoke City season ticket holder.
James Owen is back. He is a
Chelsea fan and season ticket holder.
I'm a Stoke fan as well.
And thank goodness, Dominic Lewis is back, and he is.
I'm a Brentford fan, season ticket holder, and long time sufferer.
Philanthropist.
Yeah.
In quite a peak of your Brentford supporting life at the moment, would you say?
Yeah, but it's up there, isn't it? Yeah. Back to back championship.
Seasons.
Back to back. That's great, isn't it? You can do that, can you? Back to back championship.
I've not got that.
Season. Do you remember when? Do you remember when Miguel Davies posted a picture of saying Chelsea European Cup winners?
Yeah.
And then if you clicked on it, then underneath it said Cup Winners Cup.
Yeah.
So it was before you did actually win the
first
Cup.
Part was true.
You were in some form European champions. For quite a while, in some form, weren't you? Europa League after that, you could kind of.
Well, we went back to back, just not the same.
You could say we are champions of Europe. Question, we just are champions of a bit of Europe.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, no, we are champions of
you
Europe.
You don't get sexy.
Not the good part.
Yeah. Part B.
But we're back. The football season is back as well. It's already started for me and Dom. We'll talk about that in the weekend roundup. We're going to be giving our predictions. We do it every year. And this is our fourth year as a podcast. Mm-hmm. Fourth year as a quartet. So we maybe reflect on that, boys, at some point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Might be a good idea. Talk about things that we are scared of happening this year. What are we worried about? Where is football going? Is there too much money in it? Is it all a waste of time? Why are we even here?
It's not a waste of time, is it?
No, it's not.
Enjoy it. It's a hobby.
And also what we've missed in the last, I guess it's about a month since the Euros, is it?
Finished a month ago.
Month and a half.
What, about 6-7 weeks since we were there?
Good times.
It does feel like a lifetime ago, the Euros, doesn't it? Mm.
Well, it was quite a long time ago.
Yeah.
Did you have a good time?
The Euros? Yeah, we went to the Euros and it was fantastic. It was quite the experience. I'm just annoyed we didn't stay for a bit longer. We stayed for about 10 minutes. You were working though, weren't you? But I think we could have squeezed out another day or two.
I mean, we probably left at the right time because England were shite as soon as we left.
Oh, come on.
Really?
Yeah.
Where was it good though?
1 month on, what are your reflections of both your time out there, the week out there, and the tournament as a whole? I'm going to go to Dommy Lou on this one.
The time out there was amazing. To go see 4 live football games in Europe, to see England play, to see Ireland play, to see Wales play live in
Slovenia.
And of course, Slovenia. And I followed Russia throughout.
Big time. You saw 2 Russian games.
Yeah, I went to see them. I was in the Russia end for both of those. I was in the Russia end for one of them.
I was in the Russia end for both of them.
Yeah, you were.
Drinking non-alcoolic beer.
I wasn't.
Right. Yeah, you're chugging away at non-alcoholic beer.
Chugging away and bragging away.
Yeah,
the highlight of yours is probably so Jay when we went to watch it was Slovakia, was it? Russia, Slovakia.
Slovakia, Slovenia.
So us three, we were in one half the ground and Jay was in the opposite, and we met up with him afterwards, and I don't know what you said, something along the lines of you're a little bit drunk or getting on your way to being drunk.
No, I was saying it got to a point essentially I was working for Wall Street and it meant, but I also wanted to be with the lads and enjoy that as well, so it was essentially like working on stag do. And I was just drinking and working. It got to, I guess I was probably only about 4 days in. To be fair. We then, I realised that I needed 2 pints to.
That's your rule of thumb, isn't it?
Yeah, to get myself back. Mm. Sound a bit like an alcoholic here.
Yeah, a little bit.
I now have a newfound understanding for them. To get through the day, you do feel a lot better when you've had a couple of pints. So I was trying to do the same again, and then it wasn't working. So yes, it's a Craigslist. It's just. I had a couple of pints in the ground. It's just not happening. Turns out they were 0.5%.
And you'd think they'd reduce the prices for kind of non-alcoholic beer, essentially. €6.50.
Bit of barley water.
Yeah.
I thought you said that you'd...
No.
No, you said...
Shut up.
Yeah, you were crawling on the floor.
I think you said, crawling. I'm feeling it a little bit. Don't you remember that?
Yeah, that's what
I'm feeling it a little bit. I went, really?
Yeah.
What were you drinking? No. Ribena?
Because normally I have Bacardi Breezes, don't I? But his beer was a bit more juicy.
That was a good moment, though.
But that was then. This is now. Football League and Premier League football's back.
Delighted, to be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, the Euros was we had a good time. But yeah. You can't beat the football season.
It can't be that connection you have to your team, your actual team. It's a different universe. I've always said that to the point when I've slagged off international football. But my connection to Stoke is a lot deeper than it will be to England.
I'll tell you what though,
a bit
harsh on Dom to bring it up, but the winner against Wales, alright?
Yeah.
That was moments.
That was mental.
The quarter final was quite good as well.
Didn't watch it.
Yeah.
Who are you a fan?
What have you missed about going to the football?
This is going to surprise you all, but it's seeing my family.
Because during
the football season, I've got a Stoke season ticket holder, but I live in London, so I go every other week and I see my family whilst I'm up there because they've got season tickets as well. And during the summer months, I disappear a little bit from the family life because Stoke aren't playing. I think that doesn't reflect very well on me being a very good son.
I think it's just because you live far away, mate.
I don't think I've literally been home since the last Stoke home game.
That's the point.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
All right, mate. Jesus.
It's just a bit of a gag.
The jingle board.
For me, and I think you guys are all the same, but this is probably more. This is definitely the main thing that I miss, and that's, well, first of all, the football, but a bit of structure. To my life, to my weekends.
Go on.
Just you can plan. You got football. I'm going to the game at 3 o'clock. Or Super Sunday game at 2, game at 4 means I can go out. There you go.
So I'd say for Irwin more than any of us.
Yeah.
It gives him structure, but it also makes him very inflexible, doesn't it? Because it if there's anyone who says they're going to watch a game and then watches a game,
I'm watching the game.
It's James Irwin.
He
puts his woman in her place. He does.
But the other thing.
It's not, there's no discussion. I love it. No. I wish I could do it.
The other thing, you almost have this kind of a mental calendar.
Yeah.
Every 2 weeks.
It is mental.
It is mental. Like every 2 weeks, like you're blocked off and you kind of go, what date is it? Add 14. 2 weeks difference.
Yeah. That's really interesting you're saying that because you find that when the season starts, it's very difficult to plan social things in advance.
Yeah.
So someone goes, can we all meet as, you know, all the couple mates? Can we meet on the 15th of December? Yeah. So, I'll let you know tomorrow when I've got the fixtures. That's what you're thinking.
Here's a trick for you. This is what you should do.
I got my
other half. Well, I'm trying to get her to download the fixtures into her phone.
My old man said to me, he said, when you get the fixtures, get them in. Get them in early. He said, get them in early, and then they can't argue, can they?
That's the same with everything.
Tom's gone. We're 8 minutes into the new podcast season and we're a shambles.
Oh, it's funny.
Jay's crying tears of laughter, and I don't think that was that funny.
The litmus test.
So we've missed family, we've missed structure, and something else.
Yeah.
Whatever. Should we tell everyone why we're laughing?
Yeah, go on then.
Do you want to explain it?
Craig, you're the most. I think you're not laughing as much as everyone.
Yeah, no, I'm not. Sure. So we've already done this bit of the show. We got about 15-20 minutes into the podcast and realised we forgot the most important button in the world, record. So we've just pretty much recycled our gag reel then.
Yeah,
it was definitely funny the second time.
If you want to see the first take, then go to Facebook, like our page whilst you're there. Do that first.
Do that twice.
Get another account. Do it again. And then you can watch the Facebook Live the first time around.
Well, edited version.
We couldn't help but be honest, could we?
That was fun.
You can also follow us at GT4ABL. We're on iTunes, so go find us there. And whilst you're there, subscribe and leave a review, because apparently that's a good thing. It's time for the weekend roundup. Probably going to cover old ground again here.
Not for the listeners, we won't.
Nah, they're going to love it. Yeah. So QPR are the best.
You're second in the league.
Well, joint top. Here's a question for you, listeners. What's better, 3-0 win or a 4-1 win?
That's important. That's not what I'm asking. 4-1 and score more goals.
4-1, I agree, yeah.
Stupid.
Sounds better.
I'd rather watch us win 4-1 than win 3-0.
Mm. But what's the sign of a better team?
Goals.
Do you want to say QPR? Do you want to say 3-0?
Yeah, just say
3-0 is better.
Yeah, 3-0.
Just so we can move on from this bit.
4-1.
So there you go.
Stick it to the gun.
Brentford could go down, will go down.
Won't go down.
You're quite optimistic, aren't you?
I'm actually genuinely optimistic, and I'm quite proud of that, because you know after you lose a game you get in that little rut.
Yeah.
But I always try and look at things, you know, objectively, zoom out. I think just a couple of wingers, a bit of pace, some wide men, I think we'll be fine. I think we'll be absolutely fine. Yeah. We won't set the world alight. We're not going to finish in the playoffs, but I think we'll be absolutely fine.
That's a nice, refreshing way to look at an opening day defeat. Mm, and that would be distraught and dismayed.
The last time, it's the first time we've lost...
Go on.
The first time we've lost an opening day fixture since we won the league.
That's good, isn't it?
Seven years ago.
That's interesting.
Basically, you're going to win the league.
Yeah, well, you read between the lines, so...
So, Jay, you think QPR are going to win the league based on the fact you won the first game? At the same point, are Newcastle going to get relegated?
Yeah, Newcastle.
Based on
down.
Your theory.
Sorry?
Newcastle going to get relegated then, are they?
Yep, probably.
Yeah. They shouldn't be getting relegated. Look at the money they spent.
Don's right. You've got to look at it objectively. And objectively, we won 3-0, so we're going to win the league.
Yeah. Who are you going
to win the league?
Newcastle, will they run the league still, Dom?
I still think they'll win the league.
They fucking have to, don't they? I think even finishing second, the money they spent, bad.
But if you put their team next to Norwich's, you almost go, well, that's Newcastle's a better team. Norwich is better set for the championship.
Right.
I think I've got a feeling for Sheffield Wednesday, you know. I think that they're going to do really well.
They were quite good yesterday, didn't they?
Yeah.
Norwich's team is very good. We were looking at they went like 2 or 3 nil up quite early on in their game. We're looking, it was like Jerome, Brady, Houlihan. I mean, that, like, some decent players in there.
Cameron Jerome is the perfect example of too good for the Championship, not good enough for the Premiership.
He's the black Kevin Phillips.
Yeah.
He is, yeah. I think at best he's a decent Premiership sub. At best.
Mm. Yeah, but that Norwich will walk the league, I think. I honestly think they will. I just think that the defence is too good for the Championship. They've got players who are... I like Naismith as a player. I think he's good.
Yeah,
I think,
he's good.
Redmond is a player who...
A lot of Premiership team.
I know, but I don't think he's actually going to be that missed, because you've got someone like Pritchard who shat on the Championship 2 seasons
ago.
You've
got Canos. Canos is coming for Redmond directly.
Right.
But yeah, a bit pretty sure.
That'll make a difference. And Newcastle, thing is with QPR, found 2 seasons ago that when you go down, you become this, and you've got all these big players, the other teams play so much harder because it is a massive scalp for them to beat you.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got an extra like 10% that you've got to kind of sort of give yourself, which can be difficult when you're going, oh God, it's you. You're rubbish. Look, I'm Matt Ritchie.
Yeah.
I should be dicking it. They spent 50 million as well, Newcastle. They should be definitely going up.
They spent more than Arsenal, haven't they?
Probably,
yeah.
That's mad, yeah.
Arsenal only spent, 33?
Yeah.
Newcastle are going to bring a lot. They've already sold Townsend. They'll probably sell Sissoko.
Yeah.
So they're
going
to come out
for 25 as well.
Oh, well, they're going to have more than even.
Yeah. Was it weird seeing Villa in the Championship as well?
I couldn't give a shit.
Oh.
But there's so many big teams there in the Championship. Like, you look at the fixtures on the weekend, like, you had QPR, Leeds, who were obviously both in the Premier League 10 years ago. And then you had Villa, Newcastle, Fulham,
Massive clubs in the Championship now.
Forest.
And even teams that haven't gone up too, like Brighton, are a massive club in that league.
Growing team,
yeah. So it's going to be very difficult. I think there's like four or five teams that are clearly going to be down the bottom, I think. And you might have, if it goes complete tits up for Leeds, then, oh God, I'll tell you what I've got to tell you about. Rob Green in goal was absolutely amazing. He was...
Really?
No, he was awful.
Uh-huh.
He, like 3 minutes in, he must have gone, seen the fixture list, like a new start, Leeds, big club. But like anyone but QPR, like,
away.
So for anyone who doesn't know, Rob Green was our goalie for about 4 years. Like, did well a lot of the time. Had the old howler in him. Last season was quite poor. Anyway, in our we didn't have the money to pay his contract, because if he had played more than 25 games, he was allowed a 1 year extension on $25,000 a week, and so we couldn't do it. So he just got frozen up, and so it wasn't his fault. Definitely not. It wasn't. We kind of had to make the right deal. So, you know, fresh start for him. He hasn't played in 6 months, and he comes and plays at us. And he had an absolute nightmare. It was like the stuff of folklore. Like, you'll talk about it like for years, because he just crumbled. It was
flapping about.
He made one good save second half.
Yeah, but it was. I honestly thought they might take him off at half time at one point because he just it was horrible. It's difficult to watch sometimes because he like knows a decent guy, but it's also absolutely hilarious.
How old is he?
About 35, I think, something like that. So, yeah, he'll do well there. He just can't kick. He's a bit like he's caught in between like those goalies now who are just like almost like footballers.
You said that he's one of those goalkeepers that's always you're expecting him to do something. He's got a howler in him like David James.
He's a David James. He is a David James. Mm. And I think they've become more frequent because he's not a footballer. He's a goalkeeper.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
yeah,
someone like Neuer or Joe Hart or whatever. They're good on the ball. But anyway, enough about QPR, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
What do you fancy next? Fancy a bit of Premiership prediction?
Let's jump into that, yeah.
Let's do it.
Remember this one, guys?
Premiership predictions. Premiership predictions. Premiership predictions. Try and say it quick, it's really, really tough. Premiership predictions, Premiership predictions.
I frustratingly missed that recording session.
Yeah. We spent ages making that.
I used to love a jingle, didn't I? Yeah. So I got these and sort of left that.
That's when you spent hours before a podcast making new jingles.
Yeah, wait, because I kept laughing.
Yeah.
For those things. What are we thinking? We're thinking top six, a surprise, and bottom three?
Fine. Yeah.
Happy with that?
Yeah.
That's good.
Okay.
Are we expanding the top six? There's so many teams that could do it.
Fortunately, yeah.
How tough, consider that Leicester won the league last year, which is the biggest shock ever. How solid is the top 6-7 look now to break into with the new managers and the money spent and all the rest of it? Because I looked at Stoke and thinking maybe we could push on this year, but I look at the top six and think, where the fuck do we break
that? I think Spurs have got to be delighted that they're considered in that world because before Martin Yole or whatever, they've not always been up there. Do you know what I mean? Chelsea have been up there since, I don't know, like 98, 97?
Yeah,
Man City, we know how much money they've got. But Spurs have done it, and they are a massive club. Like,
They've spent money, just not as much as everyone else.
No, and I think that'll be an interesting talking point for us to see where people are going to finish because a lot of money has been spent. Even more money we expect will be spent. But I don't think too much will come from Spurs. Would you agree with that?
I think they've gone under the radar in a positive sense that there won't be as much pressure on them as there will Man City and Chelsea and Man United and all that. They can really kind of thrive off that, you know, relaxed.
Yeah.
I guess the test for them is they've got a settled team, they've got a young team. Just how good are they?
It's going to be a big test for them this year because they've not really brought too much in. They bought the forward Jansen from, who is it, PSV or Ajax?
AZ Alkmaar.
Okay, one of the
clubs. Yeah.
18 million. He scored a lot of goals in Holland, but he's one of those forwards potentially that, like a Kesman and others, that scored a lot of goals over there, but it's very different over here.
That's quite refreshing for Spurs because out of all the teams in the Premiership era that have constantly they seem to bring in players, new players all the time. Spurs have in the past, and they never seem to have a settled squad. It's the first time that they've not really invested too much and they've kind of they've stuck with what they've got and developing a squad.
Well, I read a good article about them and it was saying that people go, like, why aren't they spending? Why aren't they getting any big strikers in or whatever? Sorry, Craig, you just touched it. It was purely platonic, a complete accident touching your foot there. But if you look at the stats of it, they had the best defence and they created more chances by a mile than any other team last year. Mm. Yes, last year was a bit weird. A lot of teams not doing very well, but still that's obviously impressive. But where they struggled a bit was when Tom Carroll started or when Ryan Mason started. Mm. So it was the backup that was a problem, specifically in midfield. So what they actually needed to do, Spurs, this year was to improve their backup. Mm-hmm. So they've kind of done that. They've done that a little bit with Wanyama. It won't start, I wouldn't have thought. Or the idea is that he's a good replacement for Dier. And I guess if Dier goes off the board, then you've got him there. And then Jansen has scored a lot of goals. He's seen as a bit like a Harry Kane up front, but he's never going to take Harry Kane's place. So that might, in terms of like the strength of the squad, that might make a decent difference for them, but we've got to talk about that the two Manchester clubs, because it's going to revolve around them, don't you think?
It's I'm just going to add to the Spurs really quickly. I think with a season of being together and not changing that much, it actually does help quite a bit. And I've got a really big feeling about Lamella this year, Eric Lamella. I think he's going to absolutely smash it up.
It's interesting.
I could see Spurs a similar kind of play. You know, when Man United's kind of lost pace when Leeds won the title in 92-ish. Do you remember that? And then they come back stronger. Mm-hmm. They kind of had a mini collapse at the end. I can really see Tottenham doing that.
I guess it's
bouncing back in a positive sense from what happened last year.
It's one or two ways either there. Because a lot of that Spurs team were in the Euros and completely capitulated. So,
five of them started for England most games. You know, there could be a hangover, you never know.
But then those same players smashed it up for England in the warm-ups, didn't they? Like Dele Alli, Kane, and all that.
So but they all played against.
And I do actually think, bar the Iceland game, which was obviously shit, England weren't that bad, bar the Iceland game.
Yeah.
Played quite well.
But that's what everyone's just going to reflect on.
Yeah, of course, they will, yeah. But Russia, I thought, quite well. Wales played well. Fucking not too bad either, I didn't think. We just didn't score goals.
Just lack of firepower.
Yeah.
Kane had a shocker.
He definitely had a shocker. He couldn't hold the ball. Yeah.
I think he did that for the under-21s a year before. So that maybe there was that bit of burnout for him. So it'd be interesting to see if he has actually recharged the batteries for the new season. Because there is a big reliance on him. What did you say?
Duracell. Just under his press.
Where would you place him? Or we're doing that later?
I think let's see if we're going to knock out a top six. That's quite an interesting one to start with then, Spurs. Where do you see Spurs ending up, Craig?
I can see Spurs being right in the title chase right towards the end, and maybe I could see him being second.
There have to be one below Arsenal, so at least
honestly, history.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll say this, you guys all know this, maybe listen, my transfer knowledge is shocking, it always is. Yeah, I don't tune in, but gut alone from how momentum went, and I do think they'll bounce back very strong, and I think they'll be right in the title hunt towards the end, and I could see them being second, and who knows.
So Craig, are they going to be in the title hunt or the title chase? Which one?
Chase, but a very good chase at that.
Right, Owen.
I think it's really difficult.
You hate Spurs as well. Don't be biased here.
Adam is fifth. Fifth. Quite different to Craig.
Okay. Interessant.
The reason why, and I think they'll probably have another good season, everyone around them is strengthened, particularly the Manchester clubs.
Particularly the management.
Yeah, the management, the Manchester clubs. But everyone, like Liverpool spent a lot of money. Chelsea have strengthened in the right areas so far. I just think...
Here's a factor as well. It's Champions League.
Yeah. And that's why I'm going to say sick.
Although don't forget, they were in the Europa League last year. Quite
very true.
Tournament.
Easier games.
Overly effective.
A lot easier
still
games.
Still a lot of travelling all the rest
of
it. Yeah,
but I guess they're regular, they're used to rotation.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to see, how that works this time around.
I'll go shit.
The other thing, Pochettino teams apparently... Well, some other thing was like year on year, they in the last 12 games, his teams really fall away.
Really,
there's a bit of a feeling that he works them so hard in games that they burn out a bit. So, be interesting to see how long they can last. And that's been a problem with Spurs for quite a while as well.
So where would you say then, if you had to put them in a position in the table?
I would put them, I think they'll finish fifth.
So you're saying fifth. Mm. You're saying fifth. You're saying.
I think second. Yeah.
Second.
I think.
And I'm saying sixth.
It says a lot to have a settled squad. But you can say loads of teams have bought all these players and spent money, but I think I don't know. Settled squad is important.
This could be a quagmire. Quagmire.
I think that's right.
Quagmire. Giggity.
All right.
What do you mean?
Quagmire, as in it could be. This could be a nightmare because we started with a team that's clearly not going to win the league, so it could be a bit all hiccup.
Here's an idea. So everyone can't see this, but obviously what we're looking at is a board of all the names of the teams. I say let's go and take it in turns, put up our top six, top six to start with, and then just come back and do 30 seconds on why.
I think that's a great shout, Owen. Do you want to go first?
I will go first. If you don't hear me for a few seconds, I am over here.
Owen's heading over to the board. We can all commentate on this. He's gone straight for Man City.
He didn't even hesitate.
Did not mess about there. In second place, completing the Manchester duo. They're in second place. In third, he's gone with... He's blocking me. He's gone for his own side, Chelsea. In fourth, of course, it's Arsenal.
Horse racing.
fifth, Spurs, right. Gravity prevailing again. And in sixth, Liverpool.
So I think it'll be really tight. And I think it will go down to, when I say really, really tight, I mean between pretty much all of those sides. I think it's going to go into the last month or so, and it's going to be open, particularly for the Champions League places. I've gone with Man City top. I think that with Guardiola coming in, he's going to change the type of the type of player, type of football, and they've strengthened with this Sané guy. I think they're going to bring in Stones by the looks of it. They brought another forward from Palmeiras, but they've got Aguero, and he's going to get you 25, 30 goals if he stays fit, as well as everyone else. Like Nolito is another one. Man United, they've got Mourinho. He always has an impact his first season.
Yeah.
Even if they're not going to win the league, they'll go very close. I've got Chelsea as third because I think we still need to buy a centre-back, and I think we will. But we bought Kante, we bought Batshuayi, and I think Hazard's going to rip it up. I think last season he was poor. He had a good Euros. I really think he's going to have a good season again. Arsenal will squeeze into fourth as they always do.
It's not like them.
I had Liverpool as coming fifth, but I feel like Tottenham, looking at their side again after our conversation, fifth for me. But I wouldn't be surprised if there's only 15 points between the top six, maybe less.
Okay.
By the end of the season.
And I'll tell you what, just to help us here, of those six, give me three that you could live with them moving. Down.
Tottenham.
Down.
Who are you not sure about? Three you're not
Tottenham.
Tottenham. I'd say Chelsea could move down, potentially, because if, you know, after last season, I'm putting us third. Maybe that's just because I support Chelsea.
Possibly.
Which
three are you not as confident about? Just to see, because that might give us a bit of a
Tottenham Arsenal
wiggle room.
Maybe
not you.
Maybe
you get to go up.
You're looking at me.
maybe Man United. It depends on how they gel. I think they've got an average defence, but maybe even Arsenal. I think they've only bought Xhaka. They don't buy a forward. Don't buy a centre back. They've fallen behind.
Okay, Craigie, go up there and tell us. Move around any that you think would move.
I'm gonna take a picture of yours there as well.
Thanks, mate.
Stand by me if you want. Okay.
So Craig stepping up to the plate here.
I've already given one.
He's moved. He's gone straight for Tottenham. He's swapped Tottenham in second place. Man City moving as well.
Manchester United winning the league.
Man United to win the league. Man City could be a considerable drop. A little cheeky shimmy from Arsenal there. Moving down to fifth. And it's Chelsea fourth and Man City third.
That.
Yeah.
That's what I feel.
Tell us why.
I think Erwin touched upon it with Man United and the Mourinho thing. He always has such a good impact when he moves to clubs, and I think he's going to really kick that club up the arse.
You know what we haven't said? They're buying Pogba for
which is imminent. I think he's there now. Getting his kit or whatever, I don't know. I've already mentioned Tottenham. I think
they still do that then. So come in and pick up your kit.
Yeah,
for the new season.
There's a picture tweeted of him in like the kit room or something, getting a bundle.
What
did
they give him? Like five tops.
Yeah,
wash him.
No, don't lose him. Yeah. I said a lot about Tottenham. I think there's a lot to about a settled squad, young squads. I really do think it could be a very good season for them. I saw an interview with Guardiola where he mentioned that he's not going to play the Premier League, and he's not going to play the physicality of the league and the power and the pace and all the rest of it. And I think that could be quite naive. I think you need to focus on the fact it's a different league, certainly to La Liga and the Bundesliga. And I don't know. I don't think he's going to do quite as well as a lot of people are assuming. Chelsea, I still think they have a little hangover still. I think the mentality of a lot of your players from last year was shown true. You shouldn't never be finished in 10th with the supposed quality. And I think you've got a good manager and you made some good signs, but I still think there's going to be a little bit of a hangover from the season before. Arsenal, I think they're finally going to miss out on the top four. I think they need a defensive midfielder or something like that. Or maybe a centre.
Really?
Fourth year on the trot.
And I think it's a big, big season for Klopp. And I do feel that he's going to be... I think it might make or break his status as a manager in football this season, because he shouts a lot and people like that, and he's quite funny and energetic and all the rest of it. But I don't know. I sometimes think he loses sight and focus of the real kind of goals. And I think he's going to not have a great season this year.
He said this season is his squad. So he's had the chance, obviously.
He's had the longest pre-season.
Yeah, he has. I think he's going to be shown up a little bit this year.
So, interesting.
Yeah. There we go. That is mine. Man United, Tottenham, Man City, Chelsea, Arsenal, Liverpool.
Now, we've got two options here.
Okay.
I've always considered Dom a very intelligent guy who likes to listen to other people's opinions and then form his own conclusions. So I could go next, and then Dom gets the final choice.
Yeah, go for it, yeah.
Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Right,
yeah.
Step it up. Someone else will have to commentate.
Okay, so James Allcott is stepping up to the plate.
Quite slowly at first. He's quite trepidation amongst him.
A mumbled walk.
So, says, see you later, Chelsea. Chucks it over his head.
He hates Chelsea.
And he's put it back.
Oh, by the way, you can choose teams that aren't in that top six.
Of course.
There's the whole... I mean, yeah. No one's picked Leicester yet.
Good point. I don't think they will, but yeah. So what are we getting? Is this quite a considered thought process?
He's got City second.
Yeah. Tottenham fourth. No, Arsenal.
The Gooners have moved up into Champions League places. Above Tottenham on last day.
We'll be in Europa League next season.
I wish people could see the board we're using, because it's quite fancy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is actually.
Little magnetic
board. We'll post the pictures.
It's not just some blackboard we're writing.
Man City or Man United? Man City or Man United? Blue over red. As Man City...
That's mine, same as mine.
...take the league. Man City... Man United, Chelsea, Arsenal, Tottenham, and Klopp's Liverpool.
That wasn't easy, putting Chelsea there.
You seem exhausted after that. You're right.
Do you know what, I think Craig's spot on in saying that both the hunt and the chase for the title is going to be it's going to be so tight, because you've got Man City spent so much money, and Pep Guardiola is this supposed managerial wizard. And they've spent a lot of money already, but on young players, and their back four is still dodgy, and they still haven't got quality fullbacks, which is a crucial part of Guardiola's system that he likes to play. So part of me wonders if they can do it or not. It could be a lot harder than people think. But if Guardiola is this oracle of football that he has been in his managerial career so far, then I expect them to kind of win it. United, Mourinho knows what he's doing. Pogba, massive buy for them. Who's going to make Rooney and Ibrahimovic look better, because they need someone who's going to be able to drive beyond the two of them, because they both don't have that dynamism. Chelsea, no Europe. That is a massive, massive factor. And the way Conte wants to play is intense. And if it had Champions League, then it might be a different story, but because of that, I think they'll do well and they'll bully a lot of teams. Arsenal, Wenger is, whatever you want to say about him, he does get consistent results. This could be the year where it all goes horribly wrong, because there could be, you don't know if he's going to be here next season, and that traditionally affects a lot of players. If they know the manager's not there, it doesn't work. We've seen it with the greatest managers. Pellegrini, Gordon Strachan, all the good ones, managers. When they say they're leaving, it doesn't work out. And I think even Fergie, the first time he was going to retire, did that, and then it went wrong, and he was like, oh, I'm not having this, and stay. So it could be a horrible year for Arsenal, but I think generally they always seem to do better than Spurs. That's why I put them above Spurs. But I would love to see Spurs finish above Arsenal. But I also don't really want Wenger to kind of go out on a complete shambles, because he deserves more than that. Liverpool haven't got Europe either, but I've done 25 pre-seasons in my life. Every single season, everyone's saying this is Liverpool's year, because they bought these six players. Mm-hmm. Every single year, it doesn't happen. And just because you've got Klopp now doesn't mean it's going to happen.
Good rant.
Yeah, it's a good rant, that.
Cheers, yeah, well done.
Dom,
this is your
moment. So this is what we're deciding on, because we're going to let you have it. You've heard everyone's arguments.
Yeah, and I've completely changed my mind 10 times throughout.
Have you?
No, I've changed my mind throughout this last week, actually, because, I mean, for a starter,
I'll commentate, Dummy, because they probably can't hear you, pal. So Dom has moved up and he's turned into Charlie Chaplin, not saying a word, as instructed. He's gone for West Brom. He's going for West Brom, but he's gone back to Man City.
Do you remember we laughed at Leicester like, in the same vein last year?
Yeah. Can you speak to me yet?
What, West Brom are going to do it?
Yeah, really well.
So tentatively lifts Spurs and drops them. Like, he isn't a Spurs fan, and that's probably why. Is it why? We'll find out when he comes back. Liverpool moving up two places, up to fourth.
Oh.
Arsenal down to fifth. Oh, also up to second from nowhere. Man United with the drop down into fifth. I think he might be toying with us there. Who knows? Nope, he's got Liverpool back and forth. Chelsea staying strong in third. Man City to win the title. And that is it.
That's it.
Dom has made his decision.
Kept us guessing.
And despite all three of us putting Man United at least first or second, he's chucked them down to fifth. Why?
In a similar way that I chucked Chelsea down last season, I just feel that they're not going to do it. I feel like they're a season in transition. I think they've got really, really good ingredients there in terms of they've got pace out wide and they've got a lot of depth now and they've got players coming back. But for me, I think the ones above them are stronger. I think the tweaks that Chelsea have made this year are strong. That if you look at their last end of the season, the last 10, 15 games, they came on really well. I think Arsenal are building something really big. I think this is going to be a good season for Arsenal, especially with the players that look potentially come in. And Man City as well, I think their firepower is absolutely unbelievable. Aguero, and you've got if you have a fit David Silva for the whole season, De Bruyne, and the players that they brought in. And it's nothing to do with Pep Guardiola. I think their squad is unbelievable.
I think they turned off a little bit towards the end of Pellegrini, didn't they?
What's going to be interesting with a lot of these teams is that no one's got a complete team. United's defence is a little bit young and dodgy. Arsenal need a defence, need a couple of players, which we know about. Man City's defence isn't brilliant when company's out, which is a lot of the time. Chelsea,
I'd say the top five have dodgy defences.
Yeah.
Liverpool
I'd put them up higher if it wasn't for their fullbacks being a little bit dodgy. Because I think I've never been a massive fan of Klein, but I don't know a lot of people are. But Moreno and him are both really susceptible for defensively. And I think that their rest of their squad's really, really strong with Firmino, Coutinho, any other rhymes. And I think the contrary to what you're saying, the lads that they brought in, I think it's going to really, really add to their squad.
I think they might get better. I can't, on that bank of knowledge, of experience, I can't see it happening. But I do enjoy a proper rate Mane. I think he's a quality player. I think he's a very good buy for them.
Where will he play up front with Sturridge?
Last year he played sort of attacking midfield kind of, and then went up.
They've already got Coutinho, Firmino.
Yeah, the year before he played sort of a left, or either he was a forward but wide. He'll play a lot.
He'll play.
And he'll disappoint.
with those points that you made earlier about Chelsea, Liverpool, and their lack of European football, I think that's one of the main reasons why I put them in there. And I think the squads of Man City and Arsenal, once the season starts, I think that they'll be big, strong squads. So,
very good.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, that's it. Tottenham, I think, yes. Yeah,
surprise package. I don't know if you have to go up to the board to do it, but if there is a surprise package in your mind?
I've got a this is a question aimed at everyone.
I've got
a big feeling about Stoke City in terms of challenging at the top of the league, mixing up with the top six. I think West Ham will still be about there. My one that I think will do better than a lot of people think, Middlesbrough. I think that they've got a really, really good
They've got a really easy start.
And Burnley, is their midfield strong enough to do anything?
Their midfield, I thought, was really impressive because it's functional.
First five games.
There's nothing.
Will that work in the Prem?
I don't know, but I think they're so solid. They're so difficult to beat. I would actually have them as a solid mid-table side. As I'd have about Burnley as well. I think that they're a really good side. I think people think they're going to go down. They'll be surprised, really surprised.
Burnley got a very, very good back four. We were talking about it for a video on Ball Street, and a lot of similarities with the last time they came up. A centre forward that everyone's kind of raving about, expecting him to score a lot of goals. But I worry about Andre Gray because he's played for Luton, for Brentford, for Burnley. He's played for teams that have dominated games and he's had a lot of chances and not had that pressure of being in a team that's down the bottom where you're going to get two chances that you better take them, otherwise we're going to lose the game.
Yeah.
And that's very difficult. And it'd be great if he proves them wrong. I like players. I like Ben Mee. I think he's a very good player.
Yeah, solid.
Keane's a good centre-back for them. So their back four's good and they are 2 years wiser and stronger and better. But so's the league. The league's a lot stronger, and there's a lot of money being spent by, you know, Middlesbrough. The money they've spent before getting into the Prem and now get in, you know, in the pre-season, I think it'll still be quite tricky for them.
I think Sunderland will do well because of Moyes. I think it's...
I don't see it.
I think he's a good manager. He's had a bit of a nightmare.
I do too.
I've got a bottom four and I can't wait it down, and Sunderland's one of them.
I think Moyes will bring them much needed stability.
Any more surprise packages? I think West Ham could be one that could break that top six.
I think that'd be really... I think that's going to be really tough. Europe as well. Top six.
If they get... AU is a cracking buy for them.
Yeah.
And Lanzini, they've got a permanent now. Payet, they've kept a hold of. Carroll, if you can stay fit, you've got manager they really like.
Definitely.
We haven't spoken about Leicester. Where are they going to finish?
I didn't see them up there. Yeah.
Well, we did speak about them, but it was when we didn't press record.
Eighth.
Yeah, I said eighth, ninth, tenth. Yeah.
I think they're going to finish 12th. I think there'll be a surprise in the opposite sense.
You're going to have West Ham, Everton, and Stoke coming ahead of them, right?
They're the ones you think in that pack, aren't they?
They're 7, 8, 9. So they could, I think one of those four could come 7, 8, 9, 10.
You're right.
I agree.
That's your little, there's a little league there, isn't there? Leicester, West Ham, Everton, Stoke, Southampton.
Yeah.
I think Bournemouth do all right again this season. They've strengthened.
They're my other surprise, I think, this year. The more I read about them, the more I'm quite excited about them. I think if they can get a good defender in, then I think they're evolving in a really smart way. So last year the players that they bought, Distan didn't work. Is the fat one? He's gone back to Bristol.
Tomlin.
He's the fat one.
Tomlin didn't work. I think they bought someone else. It didn't work, and so he had to go back to his kind of roots.
With the injuries they had last year, they did fantastic.
They did, and all those guys will come back. They do need to. Only Villa conceded more goals than them last year, so they need to stop that. But
I'm really worried for them.
But I think we could see the best of Jordan Ibe, I hope, and they've got pace. Sermon's a good player. You've said that for years, Dom. Mm-hmm. Played every minute last year, and it was brilliant for them. So tiny little Bournemouth are tiny little Bournemouth no more.
Are we going to stop being patronising now? In an ironic sense.
Well, who can take that then?
What's that?
We could be tiny little Bournemouth now. Burnley. We're going back to Burnley. They're Burnley, the original Bournemouth.
Yeah, I think Bournemouth are tiny, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
So are we doing bottom three?
Yeah. Dom, you've got a bottom four. So go put it back on the table. Give us your bottom four, and then we can see if we want to add any names. So Dom, as he walks up to the plate, he's gone straight for West Brom. He's worried. Could Pulis... West Brom will be bottom. Does what it says on the tin is normally the slogan for Pulis, but it looks like he's not going to make the season if he's going to finish 20th. Swansea, he slaps down the Swan. Swansea are going to struggle. Sunderland.
Oh.
And Bournemouth, he doesn't rate him. He does not rate him, despite what I just said. Bless him. So polite, letting me talk like that. Anyone else want to add any other names?
Mine's quite different.
I think there's at least two that I'd like to add.
I'll add two.
Owen steps up. He goes, of course he does. Straight for Hull City. 12 players at the moment. And then Burnley.
No particular order.
Okay. Any more? I've got one.
I've got Hull, Hull to go Son. Down.
I think chuck Watford up there as well.
Chuck Watford down for you.
It's because it looks like their old kit. And they were shit when they were wearing red.
That's true. It's like Steve Palmer.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
a lot of teams getting relegated, isn't it?
So we've got Watford, Burnley, Hull City, Bournemouth, Sunderland, Swansea, West Brom. If you're listening to this, let us know your predictions because we can come back to it later in the season at GT4ABL. Tell us the three that you think are going to go down.
And we're going to get pictures of our fans at the board online as well because it needs to be seen.
We'll fill in the gaps as well in the middle.
Just the mid-table back, just sticking the dross.
I could tell you why. I think West Brom, they've played this horrible brand of football. Which I think will be found out this season. They haven't added much at all.
That brand of football's worked for Palace. It's worked for Stoke.
Yeah, I think in the modern day, I think they'll get found out.
I agree with Dom in the sense that they've just been bought out, and it's one of them foreign owners you still don't know, is this going to be like a Sheikh Mansour or a Vincent Tan type situation? And that could really kind of stabilise the club. So I don't know, West Brom. Until you know if these owners are genuine or not, it's difficult to call. They could be absolutely wadded and willing to spend.
Or like that. What's the Cardiff guy called?
Vincent Tam. you saw the gag.
Reeled it back.
Yeah.
You could use that same jingle for Berinho. No, they really couldn't. They need to get rid of him. Like, he needs to go.
We're trying to, but they just Pierce just would not give up, and he's gone now. So
he's got goals to score if they'd let him. Out of those, who are your bottom three out of those three? Then Irwin, because Dom's going for West Brom, Swansea, and Sunderland.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not necessarily.
Yeah, he's not. I'm going with Hull, Burnley, and Sunderland.
Hull, Burnley, and Sunderland. Okay,
that's interesting.
Why?
Sunderland, well, they lost Allardyce, who, as to be honest, worked wonders. Congratulations, New England manager. Worked wonders.
What? It's going to be drama, Craig, that's for sure.
They've only really brought in one player, from my understanding, and that's the guy that Chelsea bought for 2.5 million last season, played 30 seconds, and we sold him for 8 million.
Was that you tweeted that?
I think that was one of you lot, but they haven't strengthened. They lost someone who was fairly inspirational to them last season in terms of Allardyce. Burnley, I mean, they never really strengthen. Whenever they come up, they just try and rely on what they've got, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they'll fall short. And
I could do my roll of the
and
dice.
Same with Hull. They haven't brought anyone in. Really,
I think I like the look of Hull as a team. I know that they've got no team left,
seven of them.
I think they've got some players who are really, good at. Klukas for me, Klukas, Diarmé, Diakite, and the other lad Hernandez up front. I think they've got a lot going forwards.
Hernandez, Villa want Hernandez, and swapping for Gusted.
Then I put them because going down.
Yeah, he's
to their detriment. I think Hull and Burnley will go down. I don't think they've bought well enough.
I think Hull have got to go down, haven't they?
Yeah, the club's in a little bit of a mess at the moment.
Because a small squad, fine. But
you do need 11.
Squad,
you do need 11,
you do
definitely.
You need at least 11. Yeah, I don't know how many goalies they've got. So they've got four goalies. They're fucked, aren't they?
Yeah,
Hull City for me, definitely. Swansea, definitely for me. I don't think Gwydlin will last the season. I don't think Sigurdsson will have as good a season as he did last year, and if that happens, then they're really struggling, because Ayew looks like he's going to West Ham, and that's massive.
They brought in Llorente, but
so what?
They could have got Allen back, but they just didn't do it. They didn't put the money out there.
Yeah. I think they bid 8 million and stopped.
Yeah.
Was it.
But they could have Gazumchi for it, because he wanted to go to back home.
Poloski's gone, Edda's gone, Gomez is gone. I can't see where the goals are going to come from. Llorente is not. He doesn't score lots. He scored 8 last year, something in 30-odd games. So I just don't see it. And then Watford. I think the manager won't make it past October.
Even after they brought in a player called Isaac Success.
Yeah, he can't.
Guaranteed success.
He cannot fail.
Yeah.
You can't go against success.
Watford for the league. I can see as a bit of a surprise package in the wrong way. Palace's run continuing this season, I think they'll struggle again.
No,
I think they'll struggle. Their run in the last end of this season just gone
shocking. FA Cup.
That Mandanda's supposed to be. He's probably been one of the best goalies in France for like 9 years. Townsend will get you goals. He is a good player.
Speaking quickly of Palace, I've got some.
If they get Berahino,
some hair transplant news.
Oh, yeah.
Another Premier League star has had a hair transplant. A young Premier League star at that. Townsend.
Is he?
Hmm.
Is he balding?
Really?
Definitely was, yeah. I hope so.
How'd
you
know
waste his money. It was, I forget what it was on Facebook, isn't it?
Yeah, right. Lee Griffiths as well.
Yeah.
Celtic.
You needed that.
So what were your three?
I Hull, Burnley, and this is pure gut feeling. I just think Palace are going to have a shocking season.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh,
I think Pardew. I don't know. Something's weird there. I can't put my finger on it. They had a shocking end to 16.
I think they'll have a good year.
We'll come look at this. Come back and look at these later.
Thinking about it, I do think West Brom, Swansea, and Sunderland, but I do think Bournemouth struggle. Shall I tell you the Sky Bet odds for this season?
We're not sponsored by them.
Relegation favourites are Hull City.
Yeah.
Strong relegation favourites, 4-7. Burnley, second relegation favourite, 1-1. And Middlesbrough, 7-4.
That's just default. They came up, so they're favourites.
Then it's Watford, West Brom, Sunderland, and Bournemouth.
More honest.
Okay.
Have we got some? We always try and chuck in a funny prediction for the season. Has anyone got anything? You've got one, Owen, which you mentioned.
Yeah, Ranieri to release Dilly Dong, Dilly Do, or whatever it is.
Is a single.
Number one, yeah.
Christmas number one.
He's going to join up with Mr. Blobby. Just bring him back.
Yeah, not letting him as well.
I think Mourinho's going to knock someone out.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Yes, he did last year, didn't
he? Who did last year?
I can't remember who I did last year.
Sherwood, isn't it? Sherwood knocked someone out.
Yeah.
Steve Bruce to be heavily linked with the job by mid-November.
Which, any job.
Yeah. Any job.
Bruce Almighty.
Because just because he's the last one to go, someone will get sacked by November, and he'll be the first one to be linked with it.
Kerbishly by mid-September.
Yeah.
Kerbishly by mid-September.
And another one, I think Sean Dyche will finally get rid of that irritating cough he can't seem to get rid of.
Yeah.
And he'll just have just a very wide, beautiful voice.
And he'll go American as well.
Southampton will just be stuck in the middle of the table, like quicksand.
Stoke will finish ninth.
Yeah.
Standard.
Yeah.
4 years on the trot. Is that coming true, that Craig's question we did, where we were like, would you take finishing ninth for 10 years?
He said it.
He said, yeah, didn't you? Stupid man. Yeah. One last question.
James's question.
People forget this every single year when they're doing their predictions. Last year, I'm going up to the board, guys.
Okay. Mm. He's left his chair.
So, I'll tell you what, before I go, let's go through how many managers didn't make it from the start of last season to the season that's now about to happen.
Okay. Okay.
No.
Yay.
No.
So Jay's pulling, separating the teams that lost their managers last season. So far we've got Man City, Chelsea, Liverpool, Man United, Everton, Southampton.
Yeah.
He left and came back, middle of the
draft.
Watford.
He's already come.
Hull City.
Sunderland, Swansea.
Sunderland.
Swansea.
And Swansea. That puts into context, doesn't it? How many have you got there, Jay?
So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
That's 50%.
50%
of the managers that started last season lost their job.
So with that in mind, that obviously must mean, and have a look, if you go through the top teams, City, Chelsea, Liverpool, Man United, yep, new dawn, yep, new managers, yep, great managers, whoop-de-doo. But a lot of managers, or will they? A lot of managers will probably lose their job this year. Who's going to lose their job?
What, first?
I can see Pulis going because of
the who's not going to make this? Who's not going to make it to the end of the season?
Michael
Watford manager. There you go. I'll get this up and running.
I think Pulis won't be at West Brom at the end of the season.
Could be gone.
The Chinese sort of won't like his brand of football.
Pulis should be out.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I can't remember the guy's name. Is it like Mel or Pell, the Southampton manager?
Puel.
I think he might go.
Apparently he's a good manager, but there's a bit of a curse. He's been Lyon manager, and all Lyon managers that have come to the Premier League haven't done very well.
But I mean, it's...
Who's Swansea?
Santini.
Who's Swansea's manager?
Remy Garner.
Gordon Lee. But I think for...
Yeah, see ya.
Just back to Southampton.
It's just, we've seen it, haven't we?
Yeah.
It's inevitable.
Just back to Southampton. Every season they lose their best players. It's got to give at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got to give.
Yeah.
I think Watford manager will go. I think whoever is the whole City manager won't make it through the season. Sunderland... I could see David Moyes. That would be my maybe shock one.
Will any of the top top six, any of those managers go?
Maybe Conte.
Well, that's it. So you're going to have...
Conte's it, yeah.
Of that top six, two of them aren't going to make the Champions League, which has got to be the remit. If Spurs make it into the Champions League, does one of those guys get... If Spurs and Liverpool make it into the Champions League, will one of those other managers get the sack?
I don't think Klopp, Guardiola or Mourinho will go, no matter what. As long as they're in the top six, they won't go.
Really?
Yeah. I think they're given at least 2 years, depending on how they get on.
I guess we'll never know about Wenger. Dom's got an exclusive he wants to share.
Nah.
So that's it, right? Premiership predictions for another year. I only play this jingle once a year, so here we go.
Premiership predictions. Premiership predictions. Try
and
say it quick. It's really, really tough. Premiership predictions.
There you go.
See you in a year. Jingle.
Hefty, yeah.
Goodbye.
Nice. But one thing that will always be a part of Great Touch of Big Lab podcast, come rain or shine, come snow. November, difficult months where you lose 5 games on the trot, it's Pet Hoads. So for those of you who are new to Great Touch for a Big Lad, welcome, firstly. Secondly, let us know your predictions. Thirdly, this is Pet Hates, which is something that we've been doing for, well, now 4 years, I guess. It's our fourth year. And we haven't run dry yet, have we?
Not yet.
Talking about things that we'll never stop dislike about football that we wish would go away. I've got one. Craig's got one this week.
You guys got one?
Yeah. No, I save mine for next. I save it for next week.
We've got a football term as well.
Oh, Dom's lent in. In anticipation.
Got one?
Mine.
You got one?
No, not this week. Next week.
Yeah.
Okay. So mine is quite simply. I'm referring to kind of Stoke fans specifically because I chat to a lot of Stoke fans. But it's fans of clubs. I'm not generically as well. But my experience of Stoke fans. It's fans who take pre-season friendly results too seriously. Fucking chill out. It doesn't make a difference. It really doesn't. Calm down. But Liverpool the other day was a good example. They were definitely going to win everything.
Yeah.
4-0 against Barcelona.
Good result, fine. But then they lost 4-0 to Mainz after that. So just chill out. But when you go on a forum and you've lost to, like, we lost to Burton 3-0. I think it's our first pre-season friendly. And there's a few like that.
Bad,
and there's a few little rumblings on the message boards. It's just, calm down. Yeah. Calm down. I think you guys are going to get into my thing for a gag. But nonetheless, I feel very passionately about that. I don't pay any attention to them.
Leicester had a
cracking really
pre-season last year, didn't they? It's a chance.
Yeah, they play some good teams this pre-season. Yeah.
That's amazing. Have you ever seen that? Yeah, the teams they played last year were like, who was it? It was like Plymouth, Port Vale. Fleetwood. This year, Barcelona. So amazing.
It's just, calm down.
Yeah, I think it's true.
Calm down.
Yeah, very true.
Jay?
Yeah, I've got one. QPR. This weekend, it was great. Got there. Missed the line. Oh no, got there just in time for the lineup. Sorry. New bloke on the radio thing.
Mate.
And he's got the voice of a teenager. It's crap. I don't like. We've had the same bloke for years. And his voice is fine. He's not. He doesn't get too overexcited. He's not like hamming it up too much. But we've got someone now and their voice is far too high. I've got another one, actually.
What's he saying? What sort of things is he saying?
He's a bit overly enthusiastic
Welcome to Loftus Road!
It's just
way too enthusiastic.
Instead of, like, man's voice, clearly a man's voice, we got the new single, the Bees chant, it's totally remastered, you can buy that in the club shop. Normal guy, he's like...
Posh guy.
What is it I'm trying to do? It's just a bit teenage, like number 10. Charlie Austin.
Does seem quite camp.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't do higher.
It sounds like a chubby girl.
It was just
Charlie Austin
high.
Playing as well.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So yeah, that wasn't fun. Okay. And also
another one. Latecomer.
Just turned up. There's a Q block. I sit in the P block, and there's a Q block next to us. Where a lot of the hardcore fans.
He did the inverted commas. They're not that hard.
The bunny ears. Well, they've drifted away over the years. Anyway,
softer.
Anyway, the game was going on. In the last 20 minutes, like, Leeds sort of got into it a bit more and had a couple of chances. There was some woman with one of those, like, you know, the Highbury woman?
Yeah.
You had the really noisy, screechy
one.
Voice.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be misogynist, but someone shut her up. I just thought it's not that she's a woman, it's just too high.
Mm.
Like, so technically it is.
No, because... Michael Jackson had a high voice.
So two related,
yeah, next to him at the
two
floor,
related
wouldn't
voice annoyances.
No,
you wouldn't want him doing the commentary. Huh? Mm.
So two voice related annoyances for you. The Pierre guy and then this annoyingly high pitched screaming woman.
Football Turn, I won't do the jingle because I know we're pressing on.
You sure?
But just quickly, really liking the QPR kit this year.
It's nice.
And it's so nice to like the kit.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a new badge, which is great.
Your badge is better.
Badge is
They've done a good job with that.
It's very focused football.
It was, sorry, a bit too specific.
Fine.
But just thought it needed a bit of an airing, if that's all right.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah, I think a decent kit's good.
I hate the Brentford one.
Do you?
Yeah, I don't like it.
Why?
It's far too white. It's white and with a couple of red stripes.
Why do they do that?
Throw it the way around.
Just fucking keep it normal.
They feel like they have to change it,
don't
they? I don't think they should. I think just keep the away one to be the surprise one.
Mm.
You know what you need? Dry World.
Yeah, get Dry World on it.
Fuck Andy Das.
Yeah, get Four Man Sea World on that bad boy.
Yeah.
That's about it.
That's probably it. Well, I thought rather than doing an offside this week, I'd just do
some non-football related chat.
Of course, we'll do that about next week. Yeah. Mainly because I didn't have time to find one, but I do have something else. I'm going to entitle this Brits Abroad.
Oh yeah.
Yes,
right.
Something new.
yeah.
So this is the M&S is getting big, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
It's getting big.
Oh yeah.
I thought we said M&S.
M&S is pretty
where?
Awesome. We've all got
run by Morgan. It's massive.
Not the MLS, Owen. They get angry about that, them Americans.
Yeah, but it's just a way of...
I know, like the NBA.
No, it's getting big. MLS? Yeah, I suppose that's...
People get proper angry about it. Well, not less, no, I don't hear it.
No. But this is this is an update on Stephen Taylor.
Oh, is he over there?
Newcastle's
Stephen
Taylor.
Has he gone to
Taylor.
The Timberwolves?
He's gone to the Timbers.
Oh, is he?
Portland Timbers. so he scored on his debut. Scored an own goal.
Oh,
Stephen.
Went 3-0 down at half time and got subbed. They won 4-3.
Yeah. They won 4-3.
Taylor made.
Poor Stephen
yeah,
Taylor.
Taylor made. So good luck to him. We'll give you an update on how he does.
We'll get someone, yeah.
Yeah.
Stephen Taylor. What was your first thought when you thought, when you heard Stephen Taylor? Say Stephen Taylor.
Shot with the ball.
Shot with the ball. Yeah, absolutely.
Shot with the ball on the line.
Must have hurt that.
Oh, clearly hit his arm. Clearly hit his arm.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Episode, is this series 4, episode 1, or just episode 104 or whatever we're on?
Season 4, should we say? That's our oven series.
Yeah, season 4. Makes a lot more sense in a football context, doesn't it?
That's the problem. So we're moving
Match
away. One. We hit the 100 podcast
Smash
mark.
Through that
Game
barrier.
Week 1.
Game Week 1, yeah. Yeah, we passed that. That's probably a cleaner organisational structure.
Although when people say a big number, they think these guys know what they're doing. They've done 100 of these before. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, or maybe they go, why have I not heard of them?
Don't worry about that.
When they've done so many. Don't know. Tricky. Let us know. At GT4.
Yeah. It's like a radio show. Yeah.
Ooh. We're on Facebook. Go like that and all. And iTunes. Go subscribe to us. And leave a review. A good one.
It's always a good one.
Mm. Or a mediocre one. Just get the reviews up a little bit.
Yeah. And if you've got any little, I don't know, little formats or anything, just freshen it up this year. It's always good to ask, you know, if you do have anything.
We'll think of some as well.
Also, opening question, because sometimes we struggle, so it makes our life easier.
Yeah.
Last year was a bit of a tradition that Dom gave us a bit of advice for the week, but maybe some advice for the new season. Sorry, I've ambushed you there.
Just whatever you do, whatever your first result is, do not panic.
Good
do
advice.
Not panic. And do not read into anything either. Just play it level. It's a long, long way to go.
Shit song in
it.
Yeah.
Fucking awful.